believing. The signs and the warnings of the Ahir Zaman that the Prophet had said, and they are following those ones who are preparing them for the Ahir Zaman. How are you preparing for that Ahir Zaman, for the Mehamat Kubra? It is not through stockpiling or taking, training, jungle training or desert training. It is first knowing what is haq and batil, and it is clear. Not to have any love, any tolerance, any weakness for batil, even if it is your family and your loved ones, or your nationality, or your countrymen, or your color, not to have any weakness for that. And to love everything that is haq, even if the whole world says it is wrong, it is outdated, you're not politically correct, you're not this, you're not that. You understand? Not to have any doubt. These days people have doubt. They believe in these things, then later they say, well, I like to go out. I wear hijab, I like to go out, I like to put on makeup, I like to put on this, put nail, and then walking around, going to so many things. They're making all these conferences into like that anyway. All these conferences is like a concert. Instead of a conference, it's supposed to be waz, people giving waz. You're going to a place where everyone is giving waz. But they say we have to follow, you know, these kafirs. So we have to put stand-up comedian, we have to put some singers, we have to put some celebrities, so it becomes just like, I don't know, like a what? Like a show. So, to be very clear in your heart what is haq and what is batil. To follow those ones who, they are not apologizing what is haq and batil. To be knowing what are the signs of the Ahir Zaman and to stay away from it. To be knowing what is Dajjal and the signs of Dajjal and the people of Dajjal and to stay away from them. To know what Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is bringing and to run to that. To be following the Awliya Allah who are teaching these things. Scholars are not going to teach these things, they don't have permission. They don't have knowledge, they don't have experience, they don't have enough power. It will come, as our Shaykh had said. Those people that you think are your enemies, they are going to be saved. Those people that you think are your friends and your families, they're not going to be saved. If you think this world is nice and shiny, something is wrong. If you think this world is nice and shiny, you can't wait to jump into this world. To take from this world, there's something wrong. You must be crying every day. Nobody can say, I didn't know. Everybody knows. Up to the minute, up to the second, something happens, it's out there, and you're seeing it. Those hearts who are sealed, and they're not understanding why this world is in a fire now. The fire is burning everywhere now. And their faith is like that coal. You don't feel that? Something is wrong. Ya Allah, forgive me, inshallah. There is still the mercy of Allah. The air that we're breathing, the food that we're eating, the roof over our head, everything that we need, it is here. But just because all our needs are met, it doesn't mean this world is a paradise. You understand? May Allah forgive me and bless you, inshallah. Al-Fatiha.